Okay, Joe, what's your question? You were saying that I have one. By the way, you were here on Tuesday last.
Yes, I was here on Tuesday. Actually.
And you arrived here for the first time.
Monday.
And then, yeah. And you were at Pilgrims at Myrtle Beach how many years ago?
1969.
And you are in the States?
Yes.
How far from Pilgrims and how far from Myrtle Beach?
About 60 miles.
60 miles. Yeah, wonderful. It takes. It takes 10 years, you know, to go 60 miles. You walk the distance, you crawl.
It's been quite a trip. Yeah.
So happy to have you all here. Under one excuse or another, he brings us here, all together. Yeah.
So did Jo tell you already how she...
No, she has not said, but we'll gradually we'll ask her about it. Let us settle down.
Okay.
First of all, she has a question to ask, she says.
Well, actually, it's more... I was going to ask you about going to Temple Grounds. That's what I was
going to ask you about. I'm deaf, you know that?
No.
Yeah, please know that I'm deaf. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to ask you about going to Temple Grounds.
Okay. You want to see the village?
I'm an art teacher and I wanted to take some pictures of the pottery back to my kids.
Your teacher what?
I teach art.
Oh, you teach art?
Yeah, to the children. And I was wanting to take some, when I teach pottery, I wanted to take them some pictures of the pottery.
Picture of the village?
Of the pottery.
Pottery.
Yeah, that's what I could do that.
We'll arrange. You have, how long you are staying here?
So August 7th.
August 2nd. Okay, we'll arrange a trip for you. Usually I used to take people there, but now I can't walk the distance, you know. It's, you know. If I were to reach Pimple Gun, it will take 10 years from now.
It will take you long to get there.
But we'll arrange for you, okay? The potter that you may have heard of him. Have you seen a picture of the potter, the old potter?
No.
Rick Berman was here. He left yesterday, most probably. Do you know him?
Yeah, he's been about 25 years I've known him. I've known him a long time.
Mm.
From Wilmington, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was telling me about it.
So the old man has died. His son has died. Grandsons are there. So they continue with their job, most probably. Yeah. But now I don't know whether, being monsoon season, rainy season, whether they have got the clay ready or not. I don't know. But I'll try to find out, okay, and let you know. Yeah. You're not in a hurry to go there. What are the questions?
Well, actually, a lot of them have been answered already.
Okay.
I mean, every book I open is right, tells me exactly what I need to know. Every book I open tells me exactly what I need to know.
Oh, I see.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
And Vol, the other day, I just sat down to do important things. He didn't know what I wanted to ask, but they've been given to me.
Good.
Yeah.
So with all the questions being answered, and every book that you open...
No, not all the questions, but... No. But the ones I was really thinking about.
But the thinking does not end. Many more questions crop up. With every answer, there's another question. With every answer, there's another question. And as Baba says, that the questioning and answering ends when you come to know that you are that. In between, there are many false questions and false answers. The only real answer is, I am God. That's what Baba said. It's the mind that plays the part, you see, of questioning. And that's why...
But then, you know, when I'd be looking at the things, and I'd...
Loudly.
Then I would say, he said, don't worry. I said, figure and think that, and then he says, well, don't worry. And I
said, don't worry is the assurance he has given. It's not an injunction.
Mm-hmm.
how is it possible for a human being not to worry?
Well, it helps me to think. It helps me to remember that.
Because that's his assurance. Yeah. Don't worry, be happy, he says. Yeah. He is the producer of this whole drama that is here. You see, that's what he has said one day. And when, like an author, when he writes a book, there are many characters in the novel, you know. And there are villains and heroes and all that sort of thing. And you get so involved while going through the whole drama that you, some or other, you get prejudiced and you have better feelings and you laugh and you cry and you curse somebody, you see the characters in, while you are going through it. But the one, the author, as Baba himself points out to himself, saying that, well, I am the author. I know the end. End is beautiful. So that's the reason why I assure you, don't worry, be happy. And when is that end? When the mind stops playing its trick. It's known as the manonash, the annihilation of the mind. Yeah. So that's how it is. Until such time, you see, we have to implore him, beg of him, petition to him, cry out to him, crawl to him. It's the mind that constantly reminds us of our being, what we are not. How beautiful it would have been in creation if mind were to remind us of what we really are. But unfortunately, it reminds us of what we are not. So that's the reason why it has to be annihilated. And the annihilation takes place only when we begin to love him as he should be loved. Yeah. To see him as he really is, then we begin to love him as he really is.